What can you tell me about your song, Light It Up?
Same kind of story, really. It was written in the same kitchen and the same studio with the same kind of party vibe. You know, it's we had this song with so the guitar part of the chorus of Light It Up is really kind of rock and roll. It kind of, I had sort of like Tom Petty in my head when I was thinking about it. And we just wanted it felt like a really just rock and roll party song. So I don't know where the idea for Light It Up came from. You know, it's just, I guess it's a bit of a colloquialism that people use, like when they're going out Saturday, let's, you know, let's light it up. And then we kind of also thought like, oh, it could be kind of like a hockey song, because we're all big fans of sport, you know, like Matt Saab and I have been playing hockey together almost as long or longer than we've been in a band together. So I don't know. We just kind of started writing about partying. It was really very much the exact same circumstances, only a couple of years previous to Time to Roll.
Well, that method obviously works for you.
That kind of seems to be where Monkey Junk, our subject matter heads. We either have songs about like dying or partying. a strange dichotomy, but you know, we either have songs designed to make people feel good and have a great time, or we have songs that are designed to hit the heartstrings a little more, you know?
Perfect for the blues.
Yeah.
And you've been regulars on the festival circuit, of course, before the pandemic, appearing at all the major festivals, performing all the time. And I'm sure that this situation has been difficult, as it has for all musicians in so many ways. But tell me about some of the creative ways you've found and others have found to continue to bring the music to the people.
Well, I have never had this much time on my hands, you know, with nothing to do, you know, and nor have I gone ever this long without playing shows, like since I began playing music ever. So it's been a strange one, but, you know, I consider myself to be pretty flexible and adaptable and make the best of situations. So I was on tour with Colin James when the pandemic struck and immediately had to fly home from California and then had to quarantine for 2 weeks. And the first thing on my list was I wanted to really learn how to improve my skills as a recording engineer so that I can do my own recordings from home. And, you know, it's a realm of the industry I've always been fascinated in, and produced records for other people without physically operating the controls, you know what I mean? And so last summer I acquired some recording gear, and this spring I had time to really delve into learning how to use it. So yeah, I've used the downtime to create recordings. I haven't done a ton of writing, like original material, but I've done a lot of recording and learning about mixing audio. You know, so for example, last fall I was on tour in Italy with Paul Reddick and we recorded one of the shows. And so when I was at home quarantining, I had the Italian guys we played with send me the, what they called stems. They're the individual recorded parts. And I mixed the show and it just got released last week as a live record. So that was really exciting for me to go from really having never done that to spending about a month or so working on it and figuring it out and actually producing a good, what I think is a great sounding live recording. So that's been my biggest, you know, creative development in the last few months. Other than that, just, you know, I've written a couple songs, been just trying to practice and keep sharp on several instruments. And now, you know, now things are starting to happen a bit. I'm currently about to play a show in about 30 minutes in Westport, Ontario. It's my first solo show since everything shut down. So, and I've got a couple more shows this weekend. So that's fun, you know, small stuff, but you got to take baby steps, right?
Absolutely. That's awesome. And of course, you're also part of the streaming performances for the festival shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where can we find you on the interwebs as all this continues to keep track of what you're up to?
Well, I've got a Instagram account and a Facebook music page. So the Facebook page is Steve Mariner Music. Instagram is at Steve Mariner. And I don't actually have like a .com website, but that was another thing on my list of to do, but I chose to do the mixing stuff first. But I'd like to get a website going. So for when things do go back to full gear, then I'll be ready. You can check out monkeyjunkband.com for any Monkey Junk happenings and all our music and videos and stuff. Yeah, there's that one. There's Instagram, Facebook, and monkeyjunkband.com.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with I Want to Put a Tiger in Your Tank.
All right. That is a song by Willie Dixon, who is probably the greatest blues writer of all time. Willie Dixon was a Chicago blues man, a bassist and producer who worked with all the Chicago blues greats. And this song was originally recorded by Muddy Waters, and who's probably my greatest hero, Muddy Waters. So I heard the song some years back, and I thought, wow, that's a cool tune, you know, and I had a different arrangement in mind, and I had been doing it a bit before Monkey Junk formed, and then once Monkey Junk did form, it was the first song that we recorded, and it seemed to be the first favorite of our audiences that came to see us play. So it's got a special place in our minds and hearts, and we still love to play it now. It's been 12 years since we started, so yeah, it's a cool tune.
Still one of my favorites, too. Steve, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
I really appreciate you having me. Thanks, man.
I'm talking about the blues. I ain't talking about Monkey Junk.
Driving in your little car, but you drive so slow, you won't go very far. I talk to you, baby, your mind's on a blank. Oh yeah. Oh well, I think you need a tiger in your tank. And jump and shout. I don't have no money up in the bank. Oh well, but I can put a tiger in your tank. Well, I can raise your hood, I can check your coil, check your generator, and give you some oil. I don't care what nobody thinks, 'cause I wanna put a tiger in your tank. Check your transmission and give you some oil. I don't care what nobody thinks, 'cause I wanna put a tiger in your tank. Your motor's popping, pushing, and a jumping too. There's not an ain't but one thing left for you to do. Tank. I said, I think you need a tiger in your tank. Yes, I think you need a tiger in your tank. I think you need a tiger in your tank.